That was an experience. Bear Guria was very, very nice, very attractive, but thanks for popping in, Kathy. I think Kathy's had to fly, but what was I saying? Yes, last week I was shocked. I was on 4 out of 5 episodes of Big Fatty Online last week. 4 out of 5. I don't, well, to be fair, it wasn't just me. But I made it onto Big Fatty's opening as well, for only the second time. But it's always a thrill to be on Big Fatty's opening. And yes, between Ick and I, we also managed to be on 3 other episodes. Ick has been, to be fair, I'm really proud of Ick.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
But it's always a thrill to be on Big Fatty's opening.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4631 of the BFO for Monday, the 10th of November, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and there was something in the Villa Mail. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your controversies today. Y'all, there's a controversy with the new Ruination, the early years. Y'all received a scathing message over there at the www from Miss Beaver. They were talking about Miss Beaver the mechanical said the map wasn't just names, it was visual chaos too, which was crucial. And then, you mean Kim Beaver? Well, exactly. Kim Beaver posted a new picture of her beaver. And Big Fatty immediately told everyone, like, you gotta go look at this right now. It's normalizing this kind of low-stakes digital flashing almost. Y'all, that was in episode 2 of the Ruination of the Early Years. And Miss Beaver goes, low stakes! What a ghastly thing to say. Big Fatty, is she gassy? Well, no, it has an H in it. Oh, and your AI obviously has no appreciation for the beaver. What a shame. Where did you get it, Timu? And as I told Miss Beaver, I said, you know, the mechanicals are probably going to get it wrong more times than not. And... you know, it's a learning process. So let's give the mechanicals a little bit of a pass here. But I'm sure they're going to learn the importance of the beaver. Yes, Big Fatty, leave it to Kim Beaver. Y'all, did you listen? Did you listen to Ruination, the early years? Y'all, you know, we got a contest. We got a contest going for that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I was going to play the contest music, and y'all, I've forgotten what I named it. So you just have to pretend like you hear music in the background. Big Fatty, shall I hum? No. But y'all, you have until Tom Turkey midnight on Tom Turkey Night on the 27th of November to get your entries in. It can come in anyway. It can be posted to the www. It can come in a voice letter, or it can be in an e-letter. And y'all, the Laughing Buddha has submitted an entry. And y'all, I'm going to see if I can find it. Hang on, Miss Bacon, get your pencil out, because you know Miss Bacon's going to keep track of all of this. Where would that be? No, that's going to be over here. Be ready or not, y'all. I'm recording this later than normal, and it's thrown me. Oh, it says here, while I'm not listening to Ruination the Early Years, I sure could use some cash money. So here's my entry. And he says for the, and y'all, you can submit an entry for the female host and an entry for the male host. And we'll choose two winners, and it can be the same person that wins. The female host name, he says, should be Laurel. Well, Big Fatty, that's kind of pretty. And the male host, he says, should be Hardy. Big Fatty, you see what I did there? Laurel and Hardy. Hardy, I cracked myself up. The Laughing Buddha, the number one fan of the BFO for 2025, and the official Spambaster. So, Miss Bacon, there are your first two entries right there. And y'all, like I say, get them in, and hopefully I'll find the music before the next episode. Ready? Hopefully we get more entries.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 10th of November, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all never met either one of them face-to-face, but y'all are big supporters of the little show. Y'all listening, calling in all the time. It's been a while, though, since we've had a voice letter from y'all they're over there in the UK. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, in fact, you heard one of them at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he was talking about the other one. Y'all, they're from that Shy Life little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Shy Yeti and Ick. Big Fatty, we love the Shy Yeti and Ick. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see the Shy Yeti or Ick on the social medias, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
See, y'all, I got two things over the weekend. Y'all, first is an envelope here from that Captain D in Tennessee. Let's just see what that scoundrel is up to here. Let's just see here. Big Fatty. And, y'all, I'm trying to do two things at one time. But, all right, now I'm doing one thing. And we're going to open it up and see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is cold. Cool's cash. And, y'all, it's good November the 3rd through the 9th. Y'all, it expires in mere hours. And, y'all, it's $10. Well, Captain D from Tennessee, I guess I know what I'm doing as soon as I finish the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, then I got something from the Lesbyterian Delivery Service, and I think there's a little tag. Y'all, it's in the fancy gift bag, and, I don't have any idea what it is. Let's see, does it have a card here? Is that a card? No, that doesn't want to open up. There's a slip here. It says, a gift from you, Happy Crema. We love you from Cat and D and Alan in the Uck. Well, you know what? I'm not going to open that right now because, you know, that says Happy Crema. And so, y'all, we're going to hold off on that, Cat and D and Alan from the Uck, and we'll start opening the Crema gifts. Well, I think we'll start opening them the 1st of December, because you know I've got three right now. I've got one from Moose P and something from the Enormous Boys. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday. Y'all, I've got a little tickle in my throat. on Thursday when I recorded the right little show, and y'all did some of the cooking for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, we had a pot roast. Cooked that in the cracker pot. But y'all, when I went to take it out of the package, there was two of them in there. And so I had to cook one, in the cracker pot, and the other one I cooked in the Dutch oven. Oh yes, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. The Dutch oven. No, that's the, I think that's the blue something. Blue Dutch, I don't know, blue something, I don't know, is there something blue that's vulgar? Yes, Big Fatty, the blue head rents. But anyway, y'all did that on Thursday, got up on Friday, had my breakfast, read the paper, did my puzzles, and then it was off. I was off to get my hairs cut, and y'all, my favorite barber was there. And y'all, she just does such a good job. It's just lovely. And I leave in the best mood. Y'all, it's been hot. It's been up to, the highs have been near 80 degrees all weekend long. And so Big Fatty was quite sweaty. So anyway, but y'all, I got back, did my nipple walking and everything, and then I was getting ready for right at Fatty's, and y'all, I had not seen the end of The Survivor, so I watched the end of that, and then I watched The Big Run. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not playing The Big Run music. Y'all, if you're watching The Big Run, I'm telling you, this group screams out, "Let's go!" more than any other time on The Big Run. Y'all, it's just crazy. And I should get out my counter and count it. Y'all, by the way, on Sunday, I did my nipple walk. There were still 38 houses that had some sort of gay crema decorations. Now, that could be anything from a carved jack-o'-lantern to spider webs and skeletons and all that kind of stuff. You know, if you just got pumpkins and gourds and that kind of stuff, you know, that's fall decorations. But if it's a carved pumpkin, that's gay crema decoration. So anyway, we had a lovely evening. It was me and the Nip and Granny and Durwood. Y'all, we had a delicious cheese dip and witch's fingers. You know, that's the Bugles cone chips. That was our appetizer, and then we had the pot roast, and we had Southern-style green beans. We had Daddy Ron's famous mashed potatoes, y'all, I had some cone on the cob, and I bought a loaf of rosemary parmesan bread. I think I mentioned that last week. Sliced up some of that. And then for dessert, y'all, we had one of the delicious Great American Cobbler Company peach cobbler with some lactose-free vanilla ice cream on it. And y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. But we were all fat as a pig. Fat as a pig, I tell you. And y'all, once they all left, you know, I did the teefees, and y'all, I was in the bed soon after they left. Yes, Big Fatty, they keep you up beyond your bedtime. Got up on Saturday, you know, watched some of the sports ball, and y'all, I have finished decorating the interior of the villa, put up the office, the flocked. It's the flocked crematory in the studio here, and the naughty tree went up in the love chamber. And y'all, all I've got to do is work on the outdoor decorations. But y'all, I'm you know, I don't turn those on prior to Spanksgiving. And y'all, I'm doing things different this year. I'm putting some things out that I haven't had out before, and some things that I generally pull out every year. I'm not doing that this year, y'all, just to keep it fresh. Yes, Big Fatty. And then Saturday evening, I don't remember what I did Saturday evening, but I did it. And then on Sunday, we went to see The Sound of Music as part of our Best of Broadway program. And y'all, sure enough, it was Durwood and me and the Nip, and you guessed it.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
Gussie, y'all, the Nip arrived here at the villa before Durwood got here and immediately had to fix himself a tequila and lime juice cocktail. Y'all, I think he had at least two before we went to the show. And y'all, I said, are you nervous or whatever? He goes, well, I'm just not sure how I'm gonna react to this show. Because, you know, it's the children singing on the mountain about the release of the blind girl that was in the attic, and I just don't know how that's going to go over. And I looked at him, and I went, what blind girl in the attic? You know, the blind girl in the attic, and the children are all singing because she escaped. Y'all, for some reason, I guess he thinks that Helen Keller was hiding in Anne Frank's attic, and when she escaped, all of the Von Trapp children started singing, except he didn't call them the Von Trapp children. He called them the Mousetrap children. Y'all, you can't make this shit up. But y'all, it was a wonderful, just a wonderful show. And y'all, there was one of the performers looked like that Mario Lopez. You know, Dr. Stone has had his picture made with him. And y'all, he was quite the looker. Quite the looker indeed. And y'all, here I am recording the little show. And that pretty much, oh yeah, and we're putting off the LFC and recording it Monday. But y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Not a weekend, a week. Y'all is supposed to get, y'all, the rat has called a first alert weather day because of boom. The temperatures are just going to go boom, y'all. We are going below freezing here in Fat Acres. I believe it's, I don't know if it's Monday night or two, I say Tuesday night, but y'all, it's going to be very nipply. I'm going to have to put on my heavy-duty camisole when I go out nipple walking this week. And y'all, I learned that there'll be no senior size on two, I say Tuesday, because that's Larry the Veteran Day. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy over there and Shy Yeti. Anything you love for your birthday?
And it's always a thrill to be on Big Fatty's opening.
Oh, well, Tell you what, that's a new meaning to thrill.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.